In this, we can especially appreciate the wisdom of Paul. After encouraging from both spiritual and temporal perspectives, he again does the same regarding the rewards, mentioning both types. For example, he has scattered abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever, refers to a spiritual reward, whereas multiply your seed for sowing relates to a temporal reward. Nonetheless, he doesn't stop there, but once again transitions back to the spiritual, continually pairing the two. He states, increase the fruits of your righteousness, which is spiritual. He continues in this manner, diversifying his discourse, thoroughly debunking their weak and fearful thinking, and using various arguments to assuage their worries about poverty. He cites an example to further illustrate this. If God provides even for those who cultivate the earth and those who nourish their bodies, how much more will he provide for those who cultivate the heavenly realm and care for the soul? He desires these things to be under his diligent care. However, he doesn't express this as a logical deduction, nor in the way I have, but in the form of a prayer. This alone makes the reference clear, and more importantly, offers them hope for not only what typically happens, but also based on his prayer. May he provide and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. He subtly suggests generosity with the words multiply and increase, while also teaching them to ask for only what is necessary, bread for food. This is another point of admiration in him. He allows them to ask for no more than what is needed in practicalities, but in spiritual situations advises them to amass a great deal. Hence, he stated earlier, that having enough you may overflow in every good work. And here, he that provides bread for food, multiply your seed for sowing, that is, the spiritual. He doesn't ask for mere charity, but generous giving. Hence, he repeatedly refers to it as seed. Just like grain sown into the ground sprouts vibrant crops, so does charitable giving produce bounty and righteousness, with its fruits being innumerable. After praying for their prosperity, he again advises on how they should use it, saying,